Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey?
A new adventure, huh? I wonder what it is this time.
An imagination station adventure about death?
Stop the program.
Oh!
Whit.
Whit!
Salubrious salutations, Miss Kendall.
Yeah, right. Hey, what are you doing?
Oh, preparing for the day ahead by wrapping cutlery in paper napkins. Am I doing it wrong?
No, it's just that Whit usually has that done before we come in. Isn't he here?
Yes, but he seems to be working very diligently upstairs in the imagination station, so I thought I'd assist him in this manner.
Is there something wrong with the imagination station?
I don't believe so. When I asked, he merely stated that he was programming a new adventure into it.
A new adventure, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what it is this time.
Well, he wouldn't say, and somehow it didn't seem appropriate to press the matter. He was quite preoccupied. In fact, he looked as if he'd been working on it all night.
I wonder what he's up to.
Up to? Now, Miss Kendall...
Good grief, Eugene. Don't you ever get curious?
Curiosity is an inferior and dangerous emotion. I would have thought you'd have known that after your many experiences with the consequences
of such... Now, don't get preachy, Eugene. I'm just wondering what kind of program it would spend the whole night working on.
Well, perhaps you should ask him. I didn't because I didn't want to break his level of concentration.
Well, I think I will.
I thought you might.
Hi, Whit.
Hello, Connie. Is it opening time already?
Well, in a few minutes. What you doing?
Oh, just finishing up a new program for the, Hey, I think that gets it.
Eugene said you've been in here all night.
I have? Well, I guess I have. Once I got started, it was hard to stop.
Must be pretty important.
Important?
This program.
Maybe. In fact, I put it together because of our conversation the other day. Oh, hand me that screwdriver, will you, please?
This one?
The electric.
Oh, here you go.
Thanks. Now, I'll put this panel on.
You made this because of our conversation? Which one?
Oh, the one about death. You remember? You said you've been thinking about it a lot lately because of your grandmother.
Yeah, I remember. But a program? An adventure for the imagination station?
Oh, that's what I thought. And that was the challenge. Could I put together a program for the imagination station that'll help us understand what death is? As Christians, you know, it's nothing for us to be afraid of.
That's what you told me, but an adventure about death?
Why not?
Well, it sounds scary.
That's my point, Connie. Because of Jesus, it shouldn't be scary. And I thought maybe the imagination station would be the place to show that.
So, when can I try it?
I think I'd better test it first.
You made it because of me, right? I should be the one to test it. I mean, it's not like anybody ever gets hurt in this thing.
Well, okay. It'd be good to have an objective opinion anyway. Climb on in.
Okay.
Are you ready, Connie?
Uh-huh. As ready as anybody can be for an adventure about death.
Just push the button. I'll be here if anything goes wrong.
Okie dokie. Here goes. Oops. Well, it conked out.
That's curious.
You want me to try it again?
No. Come on out and I'll give it a shot.
Okay. You want me to stand by?
Well, if you don't mind.
Okay?
Everything looks like it should work.
Just push the button when you're ready, Whit.
Thanks, Connie.
Sounds like it's working all right.
So, Ms. Kendall, did you appease your curiosity?
If you mean, did Whit tell me about the program, yes, he did. In fact, he built it for me.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He's testing it now. It didn't work when I tried it a minute. What was that?
Try the intercom.
Whit? Whit, is everything all right? Whit?
Stop the program.
But...
Step aside, please. Mr. Whitaker, hello? The door won't open.
Whit! Eugene, something's wrong. We have to get him out.
I'm trying, but it's not responding.
Whit! 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 Eugene!
It's not working.
Try that button.
I already did.
Well, we have to do something.
Wait, the emergency reset button on the back.
Hurry!
There.
Whit?
Mr. Whitaker?
Hello, Connie. Good morning, Eugene. Is something wrong?
We heard you cry out.
Did I?
Yeah, and then we couldn't get the machine to stop.
I used the emergency reset button. Did I make a mistake?
No. It's all right. I was just testing the program and... Well, it needs some more work.
Are you okay?
Me? Oh, I'm fine. Just a little tired. I think I'll go home and rest for a while.
But what about the program?
Well, it needs work. Don't let anyone in the imagination station today, and don't go near it yourselves.
Okay.
It needs work.
Are you certain you're all right, Mr. Whitaker?
Yeah. Yes, I'm tired. I was up all night, you know. I'll see you two later.
Sure.
Rest well.
Eugene, what happened?
I don't know. Perhaps you should tell me about this program he was testing.
Well, he said it was an adventure about death.
Hello, Tom. What are you doing here?
Oh, just happened to be in the neighborhood and thought I'd stop by. Can I come in?
Well, sure. Can I get you something to drink?
Oh, some lemonade would be nice.
Well, come on into the kitchen.
Are you doing all right?
Uh-huh. I guess I got a little tired. Working on programs all night just doesn't come as easy as it used to.
I guess not.
You talked to Connie and Eugene?
Yeah, I did. And they asked me to come over and check on you. They were worried.
Oh, I suppose I gave them a scare.
You sure did. You want to tell me what you were doing, Whit? I mean, an imagination station adventure about death?
It's not as bad as it sounds.
Oh, really? Well, they said you were acting pretty strange when they got you out. What happened in there?
Nothing. It needs some work, that's all.
Now, Whit?
I don't want to talk about it, Tom.
Which means you probably should. Now, come on. What did you program this adventure to do?
Well, I only wanted to help us understand that death, at least for a Christian, isn't something to be afraid of.
And?
And that's what happened.
Well, they said you cried out.
The program startled me at first, that's all.
Why?
Because...
Whit?
It was all there, Tom.
What was?
My life. Scenes. People. Places. Things I thought I'd forgotten about. It was like I was living it all over again. It was so real.
That's what you made the imagination station to be.
But it was even more real than real.
I don't understand.
No, I'm not sure I do either.
Then what happened?
Well, I thought it was all leading somewhere. All those scenes and people, but... Eugene turned the machine off before I could find out.
That's it?
It drained me. I felt emotionally wrung out. I saw people, people I haven't seen in years, Tom.
Was your wife there, Whit? You saw Jenny?
Yes. Her and everyone I lost. It left me with a bittersweet feeling, a longing.
Longing for what?
I don't know. Reunion, maybe, with the people I love.
I don't like it, Whit. I just don't like it one bit. It sounds dangerous.
Oh, Tom.
No, I am serious. You're messing around with something you have no business with.
It's only the imagination station.
I don't care what it is. You said the whole thing seemed realer than real, and that's what makes it so dangerous. Look, you know that Jesus took the sting out of death.
Yes.
Death is our doorway to God. But it's not something we should want or try to create. It's a locked door until God and God alone opens it for us. Right?
Of course, but...
No buts about it.
But I want to finish that adventure.
Quit!
I have to, Tom.
Oh.
Well, to stop now would drive me crazy. I have to see how far this program, my imagination, takes me.
Well, I just won't let you, Whit.
You can't stop me.
Well, Whit...
I'm sorry, Tom. I plan to go back tonight after Connie and Eugene close up the shop.
Well, is this your impression of a mad scientist?
Oh.
Tampering with things that are none of your business? You know what happens to them in the late show, in the movies. If the monster doesn't get them, the mobs do.
There are no monsters or mobs in Odyssey.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it's just the inventor in me, or my curiosity. Whatever it is, all I know is that I have to finish that adventure.
I don't mind saying that I don't care much for this place after hours.
It seems a lot bigger, doesn't it? What's that sign?
Huh? Out of order. My sentiments, exactly.
Huh, Connie must have put that up. Good. I didn't want anyone playing with this machine today.
I don't think you should be playing with it either.
Your objections have been duly noted and filed, Tom. You didn't have to come along, you know.
Well, I want to give you every opportunity to give up this crazy adventure. It's trouble.
Look, if I thought it was really dangerous, I wouldn't do it. You can't hurt me.
Maybe not physically.
I'll be fine. Now, why don't you go make us some coffee while I do this, huh?
Not a chance. I'm staying right here until you come out. And I won't hesitate to pull you out if it sounds like anything funny's going on.
Okay, Tom. I'll see you in a minute.
Uh-huh. Oh, Whit.
Huh?
Be careful.
Will do. Well, now.
Whit?
Yes, Tom?
Just checking to make sure the speaker system is working.
It's working fine, Tom.
Right. Let me know if you need anything.
I will, Tom.
Okay, this is Tom signing off now.
Thanks, Tom. Let's see if this thing works.
I guess I figured you've been through.
I've had enough with your mother dying and me coming in.
I just don't want to read this anymore.
Why not?
Because I can't. I can't.
A date which will live in infamy.
What in the... Down, everyone down!
John Whitaker reporting from the signs of the USS.
Jenny, I believe you met her at the Pasadena Library.
Just happy girl!
GIs killed and
Jerry was killed in action.
Chronic glomerular nephritis.
I love you, John.
My word. Is that all of it?
John?
What? Who's there?
John?
Is that... Jenny?
It's me, John.
Jenny, is it you? Is it really you?
Hello, John.
Jenny.
That's long enough. Whit, are you in there?
I'm here, Tom.
Is everything all right?
Everything's fine. It's wonderful.
Wonderful? Are you sure you're all right? Do you want to come out? Whit? Whit? Oh, boy. Whit? Now, you better answer me or I'm going to turn this thing off. Whit? Okay. Okay, that's it. I'm sorry to have to do this, but you are coming out. It's for your own good, Whit. Call me chicken if you want, but this whole thing has me really nervous. Whit? Whit! Oh, no. Oh, no. An ambulance. I need an ambulance. Hi, Eugene.
How's Mr. Whitaker?
Well, the doctor's still doing tests on him, and he hasn't regained consciousness.
Oh, no.
Do you have any idea of what happened? A heart attack? A seizure of some sort?
Well, I don't know. He was in the imagination station, and...
The death program.
Yeah.
Oh, I knew it. He was acting so weird after he tried it this morning.
I didn't want him to go back in. I tried to stop him, but he said he had to.
Is it possible that the imagination station hurt Mr. Whitaker?
I don't see how. I don't know. But it's got to be more than a coincidence.
I can't imagine what he could have put into that program that would have...
Excuse me, Tom?
Hi, Doc. This is Connie Kendall and Eugene Meltzner, Doc Morton.
Hello.
Doctor.
Yeah.
How's Whit? Is he going to be okay?
Has any of his family arrived yet?
I was waiting to hear from you before I called him, just to make sure it was serious enough. They have to come a long way.
Well, you'd better call them, Tom. It's serious.
Exactly what do you mean by serious, Dr. Morton?
It means that Whit is still unconscious, and I don't know why.
You mean it wasn't a heart attack or something?
Not that we can tell. Frankly, we can't figure out what happened, but he's in some sort of a coma. It's like he's completely withdrawn into himself. Can you give me any clues about what caused this?
Not really, but I can try to find out.
Can you? Anything will help.
Eugene? I reckon we better go back and have a look at the imagination station.
Yes, sir.
You mean you're gonna get in the imagination station? You're gonna try the program?
Unless you can figure out another way, I reckon I'll have to.
We'll have to, Mr. Riley.
Well, I don't suppose there's any reason to put it off. The only way we can figure out what's going on in Whit's head is to try to experience what he experienced.
But it works differently for each individual, though.
Well, I know. At least I'll have an idea of what happened.
Mr. Riley, I've been giving it considerable thought, and I believe I should be the one to try the program.
Yeah, and why is that?
Because, well, to be painfully honest, because I'm younger.
Well, that's what I figured. And you know, I'm no hero, and I'd be glad to let you.
Excellent. Then let's
But I can't let you. Because you're younger, this program may not affect you the way it did Whit.
I don't understand.
See, it takes a lifetime of experience to feel what Whit may have felt. Heaven could look mighty good when you reach an age where your family and friends have passed on. I understand that. And that's why I need to go in, to find out for sure. Now, please open the door.
Very well. But what if it truly isn't safe?
Well, I'm no fool, Eugene. I'm only going in for a minute, no more. And then I want you to stop the program and get me out. Okie dokie?
Affirmative, sir.
Well, then let's get on with it.
I'll close the door and test the intercom. Ready for takeoff, Mr. Riley?
Yep. 1 minute, Eugene. Less if it sounds like something's going wrong. Now, I'll just push the button and...
Eugene!
What? Mr. Riley? It's only been a few seconds.
Let me out! Let me out!
Mr. Riley!
That's enough, Eugene! I get it now.
What happened?
I want you to erase that program, Eugene. Understand? Erase it now.
But Mr. Whitaker won't want
me. Don't argue, Eugene. It's too dangerous to keep. Just erase it. Erase it. I have to get back to the hospital.
Hi, Connie.
Tom, but what?
Would you leave me alone with Whit for a few minutes?
Yeah, sure. But can you tell me what...
Later, Connie. Just leave me alone, please.
Okay, whatever you want.
Thanks. Whit, I don't know whether you can hear me or not. Maybe some of what I'm saying will echo through. See, I tried your program in the imagination station, and I think I have it figured out. I think I understand what happened to you. You did a good job on your death program, Whit. Too good a job, in fact. You made a program that gives just a taste of what life after death is for a Christian. The reunion with loved ones, the warmth, the beauty of going to be with God. I don't know how you did it, but you did. You made it beautiful and attractive. But that's the problem, Whit. Now you correct me if I'm wrong, but I figure you made it look so good that you want to be there. That you want to give up on living. Well, Whit, I have to tell you that you're wrong. You're wrong. I mean, I can't second guess God, but it's like I told you before. Death is the passageway to be with our Lord. It's not a door we should pass through unless God says it's time to go. That's the glory and the mystery of it. As believers, we may long for heaven, but we must remain here as servants until the Master calls us. So, Whit, I figure the imagination station gave you a glimpse of something you shouldn't have seen yet. So I'm asking you to come back. Do you hear me, Whit? I'm asking you to come back. I think you should come back to us. Please. Please, Whit. Come back. Whit. Whit. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Doctor! Doctor! Hey! Somebody! Somebody help!
The Apostle Paul wrote in his first letter to the Thessalonians, "Now we don't want you to be in any doubt about those who fall asleep in death, or to grieve over them like men who have no hope. After all, if we believe that Jesus died and rose again from death, then we can believe that God will just as surely bring with Jesus all who are asleep with him." This is Chuck Bolte, executive producer of Adventures in Odyssey. I hope you'll think about these verses until next time, when Whit's special adventure will continue.